Guy Goodson is the mayor of Beaumont. I spoke with him earlier about that city's evacuation.
We used every school bus. We used every bus. They're all at evacuation centers. North, we marshaled private resources, ambulances. Anybody who truly wanted to get out of Beaumont bad enough could.
As mayor there in Beaumont, then, what else do you feel you need to do before this day is over and before this storm hits?
Well, I don't have a lot left to do except the horrible part of waiting, which is, to me, worse than working, getting ready for the storm. What we also did down here, because we're close to the port of Beaumont, right next to our city, we took literally hundreds of pieces of municipal equipment, vehicles, fire trucks, police cruisers, emergency personnel and equipment, and put them on board two ready reserve fleet ships. And we loaded all of our equipment with the operators on those ships. They'll ride high and dry out of the weather. And as soon as the storm is over and they can put the ramp down on that vessel onto a dry dock, they'll be rolling out in our city to remove tree limbs, to pick up debris, trash, to keep looters off the street. All I had to do is go to the captains of these two vessels, and they said, use our vessels in any manner you want.
Mayor Goodson, as you make your way around Beaumont, can you describe what it looks like right now?
A ghost town. Most people's homes are closed, and they are tied up. We're very happy with the level of response that we've gotten from our community, and we're really proud of the effort that's put in by our police, fire, and EMS. What I'm telling you, I've got 240 uniformed police officers who didn't leave. I've got every firefighter that didn't have another job responsibility. I've got enough public works people to man probably 50 different pieces of equipment to put on the street. So what I'm so proud of is all these people's willingness to stay and take care of their community after the storm blows through.
Well, Mayor Goodson, thanks very much for talking with us.
Okay, thank you.
Guy Goodson is the mayor of Beaumont, Texas.
To the south and west of Beaumont in Houston, Naomi Rodriguez is a clerk at Speck's Liquor Store. She's planning to ride out the storm. We asked why.
I don't feel like standing in traffic, for one. Two, if something happens, well, you know, it just happens. And number three is I'm at work. I don't know if we're going to be open tomorrow. It depends on the weather.
So what are you doing to prepare for the storm?
Just got some canned meats, canned vegetables. Got plenty of water. We got some generators. But other than that, I live in an apartment. We didn't board up anything. We're just playing it by ear.
Well, so what have people been buying this afternoon?
They've been buying batteries, sodas, canned meats, charcoal, propane, all the essentials like soap. They're buying alcohol, that's for sure.
But this is a liquor store.
Yeah. Yeah, they're buying liquor, all right. I don't know why, but they are.
More than you'd normally be selling on a Friday afternoon?
Well, we sell more of the cheese and meats and things like that and bread than we have in a long time. Hold on just a moment, okay?
I'll hold.
Sorry about that.
And let me guess, was that someone calling us, ask if you're still open?
Right. Still. Oh, yeah, they'll ask for it and up all day long.
You're quite a ways from the coast there in Houston. What are you expecting?
Hopefully just water and wind. I hope nothing too severe.
Houston is prone to flooding, even, you know, with heavy rain.
Yeah, you're right about that.
The store is closing in just a few minutes. Where do you go after closing time?
Well, I'll either go back to my apartment and get a couple things, and then I'll probably come back to the store and just hang out at the store because it is very secured.
But you expect that you might see some flooding. How do you protect against that?
We have a second floor, we have a third floor, and we have a fourth floor.
And so you'll just keep heading north, keep climbing the stairs as the waters rise.
Exactly.
Naomi, thanks for talking to us.
You're welcome.
Naomi Rodriguez at Speck's Liquor Store in Houston.